My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
How does this week feel different compared to just when you were getting thrust into stuff in the middle of last season? You know, just being able to finally have the game come up and have all this time to prepare for it.
Yeah, I think you have time with it, but I think you always have the same feeling, the same, all week. You know, you're just that making sure you're going through every little thing, regardless of getting named a coordinator and having to call it that week, or having, you know, you still hit the same. You show up on Wednesday, you show up on Monday with the same issues and the same, like, all right, I got to make sure I get this ready to go for the guys. So kind of feels the exact same.
Hey, Joe, with Kincaid running your system since the start of the tease, what have you learned about what he does well and what kind of options he gives you downfield?
You kind of saw a little bit of it last year, right? You see a guy that, you know, just continued to grow and get more and more comfortable. You know, he's going into his second year, right? There's still a lot that he has to learn and grow and continue to develop, but you know, you saw him as the season went on just continue to get confident, and I think him and Josh have, you know, worked together a lot this offseason just to, you know, be able to be on the same page with each other and understand, like, hey, when I do this, you know, speaking to him. And so I've loved how he worked in the offseason. I'm excited for him going to the season.
When did you guys adapt the everybody eats mindset? Like, when did you hit a point this summer or this offseason you were like, yeah, that's going to kind of be our identity this year?
That's a great question. I don't know. Sometimes it wasn't anything where you just kind of come up and you're like, all right, guys, this is a message. It's more of like, you know, it's a mindset. And I just, we brought in a lot of guys that you just are new to Buffalo and new to how we do things, and just making sure that everybody's kind of understanding of, you know, how we do things here. And we're going to celebrate each other's successes. And if I take care of my job, you know, it's going to come to me as well. And so, we have an opportunity this week, this season, to see if we really believe that, if it's just something that, you know, it's easy to say when you're getting a lot of reps in practice, but if you're going out in a game and you're a wideout and you might only get 2 targets this game, like, do you really believe that? Or, you know, if you're a running back and you're having to protect on this, do you really believe that? And so it's a great opportunity for us.
How many times do you think you've said it?
I don't know, half the things I say sometimes. I don't know if it ever actually like comes out where it's just like, hey guys, here's the message. But, I just want the guys to always just know, like, hey, like, you take care of what you're doing. Everything's going to take care of itself. And trust the quarterback, just trusting that everybody out there, like, not feeling like he has to go here or has to do this. Just, hey, just play within the system. Trust the progression. Trust everybody that's in the huddle with you. And I think if everybody embodies that, then, you know, everybody's going to eat.
With Curtis Samuel, how sharp does he have to be mentally to line up all over the place and handle that kind of play call?
It's not easy playing the NFL, playing wide receiver, but just doing, you know, with him, we're having to play inside and outside and having to move around and there's a reason, you know, I wanted to bring him here because I know how smart he is. Not only smart, but he's an intelligent football player. Like, he can take it from the classroom, be able to go out there and when things are changing, move around and be able to kind of play within that. And so it's not easy for everybody to do. And that's part of, you know, what's so special about him is that he can handle whatever we kind of throw at him.
Where did you see the biggest growth from Keon from when he got drafted to getting ready for this game right now?
Well, I think, right, he's still a rookie going into week one, right? And so there's so much that, you know, just the speed of the game and everything that he's going to continue to develop and grow. And, you know, but I've loved his just the way that he's worked, the way that he's taken coaching, the way that he's, you know, just kind of been glued to Josh's hip and not afraid to work and just be like, hey, how do you see this? How do you want this? There's so many elements to any rookie's game that you have to, you know, we see all the flash plays in colleges, but, you know, to be a successful wide receiver, the consistency, you know, play. And so that's something that I've seen since OTAs to come into training camps, him being able to stack plays and be able to be consistent. You know, we know he does a great job of separating. We know he can go up for a football. We know he can be physical, but just doing that consistently. Loved his work ethic. And I'm excited for him to finally get an opportunity to be able to go out there on Sunday.
All the new pieces on offense, how important is it to start fast and instill some confidence in the group, not just this game, but the early part of the season in general?
Yeah, I think, you know, you always want to start fast. I think you want to be able to get into a rhythm, you know, and it's but I want our guys to understand that no matter how the first drive goes, right, you know, we've got to be able to make adjustments. We've got to be able to go. You know, I don't want them to focus on like, hey, I'm up at the plate and there's two strikes and like this first drive has to go well and we have to start out fast. Like there's a lot of football to go and trust that just like in practice, right? It's not always going to be perfect, but we're going to find a way. Our goal every week is just score one more point than them. And so obviously we'd like to start fast, but it's not the end all be all.
Joe, as you begin to roll out your stamp on the offense and as these games start to become real, win or loss, how helpful has Josh Allen been just with your comfortability around him, being around him for a few years now?
I mean, it makes my life a lot easier, right? Like, you know, I've said this since day one, since I've been here, like, I would do anything for that guy, and I think the guys in the locker room feel that way. And just being able to sit in the room with him for the last couple of years and now being able, like, we just went on a walkthrough and, you know, I just called a play and he just wanted to know exactly where that was to know if he can get to a certain thing. And so just making sure that it's just that if he can be my voice on the field and when I call a play, he knows exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. That makes, you know, then we're all on the same page. It makes everybody's life a lot easier. And his communication, his attention to detail and just being intentional about everything he's doing right now has been elite. And it's a lot of fun allowing him to take control of it all, and him just being an extension of kind of what I'm saying and me not having to always say it.
What type of growth have you seen in Ray Davis throughout the summer?
You know, he's as mature as it gets as a rookie. He wants to be perfect. You know, he asks a lot of questions. You know, we played a lot of football in college, right? And so he's an extremely bright football player. But just seeing him develop both in the pass game and protection, we know he can run the football, being able to develop in that side and showing how important it is to him of you understand that, hey, in college you might be able to just pancake a guy, no big deal. Well, there's a lot more technique involved, a lot more that comes into it in the NFL, nuances of routes, and just seeing him just understand that, hey, to be a running back in this league, I don't want to be just a runner. It's been very impressive.
What's your view of the Arizona defense as you guys get ready to prepare them? Obviously, no game film on them yet, but just as you get ready to face them, what stands out about
them?
There's
literally nothing easy that goes about, you know, going against them. It's, I think, you know, and I know what statistics kind of show, but we're not the same offense and they're not the same defense as last year. And when you turn on the tape with them, I mean, you know, Jonathan Gannon and Nick, they do an incredible job. Like, those guys played hard, and they present a lot of issues. And so it's and that's not even just coach talk. Like, if you actually, like, watch the tape, it's going to be a great opportunity for us. It's a challenge of the guys that we're going against. And I know our guys are excited about it, but we know that they improved from a defense perspective. We know as the first game of the season, there's always unknown, right? Like, I'm sure they're saying the exact same thing. So the game's going to be a lot about adjustments, and we think this is what they're going to do. But, you know, how are we going to be able to respond when are we going to be able to be poised when everything's kind of changing? So it's going to be a huge test and a great opportunity for us.
You get asked about Ray Davis a lot because he's new and everything like that. But what about Ty Johnson? Stands out to you and why he's such an important part to
your offense? Yeah, Ty, I mean, I remember my first team calling it last year, just getting Ty going. It was important for me because obviously him being down, being injured, you know, in training camp, you know, was He was frustrated with it just to get him the reps, but you know what you're getting from him. You're getting the energy with him, and he can do a lot of things in all three phases. And so part of the building that running back room was getting guys that, you know, when a guy's in, you don't know if it's a run or a pass. You don't know if, hey, we don't have a protection back. We don't have a only runner back. We don't have an only scat back. And so having guys like Ty Ray and Jimbo, we have the opportunity to be able to do everything when our running backs are in the game. And so Ty brings that versatility with that, and his energy is contagious. So he's a lot of fun being around.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.